You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. If you tuned into episode 6 featuring author Chloe Elam, her new book, A Band-Aid Won't Do, is now available. You can go purchase her book via my website, www.4qtrmovement.com. So it is a mindset once again today. You are here with me on this Monday morning. Thank you guys for tuning in. And if you didn't notice, we did not have an episode last week. Sorry about that, because I didn't let a lot of people know. I just took a little break, gave some people time to get caught up. I had like a million things going on that I was trying to finish, that I was doing. I got some events coming up this weekend. Got my girl Margo's bachelorette party coming up that I was actually getting some things done for that. Actually had some internal things that I had to get done too as well for myself. So I just took a little break so I could just get rejuvenated and give you guys the best me. So, also, I had a death in my family. I lost my great-grandfather, and thank you for the ones who knew that, who kept my family in your prayers and hit me up about it, and just thank you guys for that. I got to spend some time with my family. I hate the circumstance and why we got to spend time, but we still made the most of it, and we celebrated, and we mourned some too, but mainly we just celebrated his life and the type of person that he was. And I'm just blessed to say that my great-grandfather, that he is in heaven. I can truly believe that and truly know that, and just think about how he lived his life. And he was a great person, never talked bad about anybody. Nobody ever had anything bad to say about him. He was a great man. So, rip Papa. I hope that everybody enjoyed their Valentine's Day. I know I enjoyed mine. I got a nice little delivery to me at work. Some flowers from one of my boos. Just kidding. From my husband. Shout out to Terrell. He don't never let me down on Valentine's Day. So, I was so thankful for that. And hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope everybody's rejuvenated. Hope everybody's ready to kill this Monday. And we don't like to dread Mondays on here. We like to embrace Mondays and look at them as a new start to get things done and just accomplish new things in another week. So today, I want to talk about something that I've been kind of going through like the last 2 weeks. And I definitely want to be vulnerable and share this with you guys, because I think it's something that we all go through, and especially as Christians. And I think it's something that, you know, that we need to speak on and that people need to be vulnerable about more and just transparent about it. So I want to talk about being under spiritual attack. Some of you may know it as being called spiritual warfare. So you may ask, hey, what is that? So in case you don't know what that means, it's the Christian concept of fighting against the work of preternatural evil forces. So that was the definition of what that actual means. So I think as Christians, sometimes we go through these times where we just don't feel inspired. We don't feel holy. We don't feel like God is here. We don't feel like God is in our lives. We don't feel wanted. We don't feel appreciated. We just have, mainly the way I see it is, instead of me going through all of them, the feelings that we may have, but the way I see it is you don't feel, what am I looking for? So I think that you just feel negative. I mean, I think there's no other way for me to put it. Just saying that you have like a lot of negative thoughts, about yourself, about people, about your life. You feel like God isn't there. You feel like God isn't going to help you. You feel like you take your eyes off the promise for the most part. I have so much promise over my life, and I can say like the last 2 weeks, just what I've been going through, I've taken my eyes away from that. And so I just kind of really want to play back freely for how my last 2 weeks have been and kind of what I've been going through and how I've been feeling. So just with me, and I'll be honest, it's part of one of the reasons why I didn't do the show last week, which is totally unfair to you guys and basically selfish to me, and me only thinking about me and forgetting that purpose isn't about you. Purpose is about what you can do for others. So I apologize for having no show last week, and I will tell you that won't happen again. So just the last 2 weeks, just me focusing, just where my focus has been and just where my mind has been, I just haven't been motivated. I haven't been motivated. I haven't believed in myself, which is so like not me, because, you know, I'm the fourth quarter. Like, that's why I consider myself to be. And that's all I talk about. It's a mindset. I let, you know, just the devil just attack me in so many different angles. And, you know, one thing about me and myself that, you know, and I'm blessed for this, because I have friends who notice when I'm not myself because I don't talk. So usually I'm very talkative. I'm very active. I might have times where I just completely shut down. You won't hear from me. I'm liable to turn my phone off for days. Liable just to not be responsive. I'm liable just to put myself in a shell. And I can say that when you're under spiritual attack, you not talking to people, you not being responsive, you not being active, you not praying, which I'll be honest, I mean, I was praying. I ain't about to do it to myself, because I was. My fault. So, like, that's the worst thing you can do, is to not talk to people and allow the devil to get you alone. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves. And that's something that I've done before. And I know that, but I still try to fix so many issues within myself to think that I can handle it. And I don't reach out for help. And it could be prideful thing too, but I don't think it's pride. It's just, I really think that I can handle more things sometimes. And I think that I can handle things alone instead of with God. Instead of using the armor of God, I try to do things myself. So I was praying, but not like I should have been. I think that the harder you're being attacked is the harder that you should be praying. So just for me, I may have prayed a few times during the day, but I should have been praying every single second of the day. Whether if I was at work, had to stop, take a break, go to the bathroom, either just take a minute to myself, go to the back, just pray and just, you know, recognize the attack. I think that I would have got out of that a little sooner. And that's another thing too, is like recognizing that you're under spiritual attack. And I think that's something that we don't recognize. And I think that's something that we just don't ever see. Because I'll be honest, like, I'm a woman. And a lot of people who listen to this show, y'all are women too. We all know that we have that time of the month where we just get a little visit paid. And a visit that we don't like. And, you know, the week before, or maybe sometimes, mine is not necessarily the week before. Mine's maybe like the week before, if that makes sense. So like, you know, you're fighting those emotions. You're trying to discern, is it this? Is this why I'm upset? Is this why I'm in a bad mood? You're trying to discern that. But me, I kept thinking it was just that, but it wasn't just that. It was more the devil trying to attack me and trying to throw me off my course. So I couldn't fulfill my purpose, and I couldn't fulfill getting done what I needed to get done. So I think that while I was going through that, I just didn't realize what was happening to me. And I just kept staying by myself, you know, because me, I don't ever want to be a negative person. I don't like to complain. I don't want to be a complainer. I don't like to just talk to people and just complain all day and just to be negative. Because me, I like to be a positive person. That's what my life is about. That's what I'm about. So me, I just choose not to talk to people at all. But that's not a good thing to do. I think that when you're under spiritual attack, you need to be asking people for help. You need to be telling people, hey, this is what I've got going on. You need to pray for me. You need to let people know, because the devil, that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to get alone. He wants you to be by yourself. He doesn't want you to talk to anybody, and he doesn't want anybody to know that, you know, he's just attacking you and coming for you at any given time. So like, I did a little research to kind of help me and help you guys, because we all go through this. And like, I think that we go through it more than what we actually know we do. So I did some research, and I looked up, you know, a few things of how you can know that you're in a spiritual attack, and just some different signs that you can recognize to just give you guys a heads up. And just for me, and it's going to help me too as well. And it helped me, because I didn't know at the time that's what I was going through. And I think that the devil just uses disguises so you don't notice that he's there. Because, I mean, immediately, you know, if I know that the devil's attacking me, I'm going to be like, hey, you know, because, you know, it's in our prayers. If you ask him to flee, he has to. So here we go. So the first one, it's 8 signs to know that you're under spiritual attack. The first one is loss of spiritual desire. And I think that's very self-explanatory, because me, I'm really big on, and I'll give you this example. This is perfect. So when I say last 2 weeks, The last 2 weeks, I have a Bible study that I do with one of my friends every single Thursday. And it's very powerful Bible study. Like, it gets me hype. We have really good prayer. I have not done that Bible study in 2 weeks. And I'm not going to lie. And it wasn't on her part. It was more on my part. The first week, I think the first week, I don't know what happened. I don't know if I had something come up or something came. Yeah, something came up. I was under attack. The devil used my husband that day to get me off my course, to get me to not do my Bible study. And think about it is, though, when you're fighting and you're battling something, that's when you need God the most. That's when you got to use the armor of God to fight him when you're going through those things. So that was what happened the first week. The second week I went and saw Black Panther. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I could have redid it, but I mean, I did go see Black Panther, but I wasn't prepared for the Bible study anyway. So I didn't even do the reading that I was supposed to be doing. And I think that's just the first thing. We lose spiritual desire. We don't want to go to church. We don't want to pray. And I'll be honest, I have those moments too, where I'm just like, you know, I don't even want to pray, or I'm not going to pray right now. And we question, like, is this prayer really going to help? And I can just really be honest with you. I really got to be honest with you guys when I tell you that I have those thoughts, because for me to sit up here and be like, I mean, I don't ever have times where I don't think prayer won't help. I'm lying. I think if anybody tells you that, they're lying. Because, I mean, we're human. We go through that. Like, I think that people don't talk about that enough, and people don't admit that enough, especially people who are spiritual leaders don't admit that they struggle enough. Especially growing up, I thought people who went to church were perfect. I never heard anything about struggle. I never heard anything about you're going to have times where you don't feel like praying, or you feel like prayer doesn't help. I never heard that growing up. So me understanding that now, and understanding how important it is to be vulnerable to people, and just to tell people that, you know, I struggle sometimes, and sometimes I do lose my spiritual desire when I'm going through times where, you know, the devil's attacking me and I just don't feel holy. And I haven't felt that way the last 2 weeks, and I've been going to church. I have been going to church. I go to church on Wednesdays. I didn't go last Wednesday just because of the rain. I know it ain't an excuse, but I'm being honest. That's another excuse I use not to go. I go to church on every Sunday, and it was helping. But I think that it's a mindset too. Because, I mean, I feel like a lot of times as well, and when I say it's a mindset when it comes to you going to church, I feel like a lot of people think that going to church is going to fix something. But I remember one time I heard a pastor do a sermon. And church, I'm not saying that church doesn't fix things. I'm just saying that I believe that if your mind isn't to receive a word when you're going to church, you're not going to receive the word that you need to get. Or if your mind is negative when you walk into the church, I think that sometimes that's going to affect you. It's hard for you just to turn things off and on like a light switch. Just like anything, like I say, it's a mindset. So if I'm going to church and I'm not ready, I'm not spiritually lifted, I think that my mind is already made up for it not to change when I go in there. It's a mindset. And I think that we should bring joy with us to church anyway, because I remember when, like, probably 7 years ago, maybe longer than that, I heard somebody say a sermon. Well, I heard a pastor do a sermon, and he talked about, what if you go to church and the preacher don't preach? Because some people go just for the word. You never know what could happen to your pastor that day. So what if you go to church and the choir don't sing? Because you never know what could happen to your choir. You know, somebody could happen, the singer. You never know what could happen. So you have to bring something with you to church. And that was a word that I definitely heard that actually helped me. So with the first one, like I said, it's loss of spiritual desire. I think that happens more than we think it does. But I think it's up to you to just recognize that. So number two is physical fatigue. And you may think that that doesn't have anything to do with spiritual, but it really does. I mean, if you're tired all the time and, you know, you feel like you're tired, you're not going to get things done. Just like for me, like, I use the excuse, well, I'm tired or I need a break for me not to do my show last week. But my show isn't about me. It's about you guys. It's about us being in this together. It's about us, you know, it's a mindset. It's about us coming together and having that mindset and understanding that it's the fourth quarter and just pushing each other and just, you know, being there for each other. And honestly, like, even if I could have came on my show, I could have just did something less. I could have came on my show and just talked about what I'm going through right now. And, you know, y'all could have lifted me up. I don't know, but I didn't give y'all that chance. So that's on me. So, you know, if you're tired and you're making excuses not to do things, and, you know, and plus too, like, your body is so important. Like, if you're not well rested, like I haven't been getting a whole lot of sleep, I mean, that's what happens to me too as well when I'm under spiritual attack. I don't get sleep. I'm up. I'm restless. My mind is always going. I don't just take a break and just think. Your body's everything. So you got to make sure you're taking care of your body. If your body's weak, I think that that's going to affect you negatively. It's going to affect your spirit and your mind, and it's going to affect your soul if your body's weak. And that's just that. That's what I think too as well. I think that physical fatigue definitely ties into you being under spiritual attack, because you don't want to do anything. You're not motivated. You know, it throws you off your habits, whether if you're getting up, you're working out, if you're doing reading your Bible every morning at a certain time like I was doing, and I didn't get that done because I was so tired. And the third one is lack attack. And this one was a really good one. Let me explain this. Because this right here was definitely what I was hit with. So, like, there's so often when you're doing things, like, just with me doing a podcast, me just have other projects that I'm working on that's between me and God that I haven't really disclosed yet. You think about what you don't have instead of what you do have. And that's what that lack attack is about. Like, you're oh my gosh, like, the last 2 weeks, I've just been so negative and just like, well, I don't have this done, or well, I don't have this, and I don't have, you know, this many followers instead of the ones that I do have, embracing the ones that I do have, you know. And I think that that's something that we're hit with all the time. Like, the devil just wants us to be so ungrateful. He wants us to take our eyes off God and our eyes off what God has already done for us. And I think that he does that. And it's so true. And I think that he does that when we have something huge coming. When we have something big that's about to happen to us, he wants us to be ungrateful. He wants us to be selfish. And I read something while looking this up, and it was so awesome. And it says, always remember that there are two times in your life when you are especially vulnerable to temptation. When you have nothing and when you have everything. Stay close to God in both the good times and the bad times. And that is so key. Sometimes it's so easy for us to pray God, and this is everybody, it ain't even sometimes, it's so easy for us to pray and glorify God and worship God when everything is going good, but when things are going bad, like, we're so easy to be negative about God and not believe in God and not have faith. And I think that's when you really got to turn it up a few notches and just get your prayer warriors together. And I think that's something that I need to start doing a whole lot more. And I have times where I do that. But I think this last spiritual attack that I was under, I did not do that at all. I just tried to deal with it all by myself. And it did not work out well for me. Not at all. Number four is a weak prayer life. And this one is good because, so I said before earlier, okay, I was praying. While I'm under this spiritual attack, I am praying. I'm praying to God. I'm praying probably 3 and 4 times a day. But how effective were my prayers? Because, and you know, I listened to a John Gray sermon not too long ago. I think there's so many times, I think that when you're under spiritual attack that you need to upgrade your prayer life. Like, because I catch myself sometimes doing the same prayer that I did this morning. And it's not effective. And it's like, God's really like, so what's really going on? Or, you know, that ain't effective. Like, that ain't, you know, I think that you really have to go to God wholeheartedly when you're going through something or if you're under attack, and just be honest with him, be vulnerable, because he knows anyway, but he wants us to confess by mouth. So your prayer life can be so weak. You may be praying, but your prayer is not effective. And it may sound bad me saying that, but a lot of you guys, you know what that means. You can be praying just to be praying. You know, it's like in basketball, I'd say this all the time. You know, you got that person diving after a ball after the ball already went out of bounds. That's called false hustle. So I think you can false pray too as well. You know, you dove after the ball. It looked like you was hustling, but the ball was already out of bounds when you could have did that, you know, 2 seconds ago. False hustle, just like false praying. That's the best way I can explain that. So for the people who out there who understand sports, I'm sure you understood that one, that little example that I just gave. But upgrade your prayer life. You know, try praying somewhere different. You know, if you don't have, I got me a little prayer closet here, and it's actually in this room. I'm looking right at it. So I have a prayer closet that I do go to. I write down my prayers. I try different types of things when I feel like, hey, you know, is this effective? I pray in my car a lot. I pray in the shower. So I just try to switch up different places of me praying. So I can just really just be wholeheartedly to God, and I have a, you know, I have a certain way that I start my prayers out. But just understand that you might have to upgrade that prayer life. So number five, feeling overwhelmed and helpless. Ugh, so this was definitely me too as well. So me, I feel overwhelmed a lot. Like me, like I said, I feel like I can take on so much, and I try to take on so much that I get overwhelmed so easily, and then I don't want to do nothing, and then I get upset. And then I get mad at other people and tell other people that they don't want to help me when they never knew what I needed help with. Like, and that's such a woman thing too. And I think that's something that we do as people. And feeling helpless as well. Like I said earlier, when I felt negative about myself, I felt like I've never had just negative thoughts about myself the way that I've had the last 2 weeks. I just felt like I was just not smart. And I'm just being, I felt like I was not smart. I felt like I'm not reaching to people. I felt like, you know, what I was doing was pointless. And that was definitely not the case. That's definitely not the case. And I'm gonna share this with you guys right now, because it's something that really helped me and something that definitely touched me. So while I was doing all the things for my grandfather, you know, we had his wake Friday night. We had his funeral Saturday. Like I said, a lot of family was around. I saw one of my cousins, and shout out to Tyler. Tyler Faulkner, shout out to you, because you really touched me. You really helped me with something. Apparently he told my mom this before, and she never told me, but he told me this, and he was like, hey, every Monday, I listen to you every single Monday, that's how I start my Mondays. And I haven't seen Tyler in years, like years. I haven't seen him in a long time, and for him to say that, like, that was something that really helped me and just helped me realize that I am reaching people, I am getting through to folks, like, you know, it's helping, you know, it's a mindset, like, I have to keep this going, and it's not about me like I tried to make it last week. It's about other people. It's about us coming together. It's about us encouraging each other, and it's about me encouraging you. But I think sometimes I lose the fact that I need to be getting spiritually filled too as well. So I got mentors that I've been talking to that I have not talked to and I have not reached out to like I usually do. So I could definitely tell the difference. So shout out to Tyler for that, because, you know, that really helped me. And that was definitely nothing but the Lord just showing me that what I'm doing is right and that I have to keep it going. So that was definitely a positive for me. So number six is old habits and lifestyles resurface. That's powerful right there. We talk about old habits and we talk about lifestyles. So if you've listened before to anything I've ever done, especially the first episode, I talked about me and me being big on alcohol and me getting into smoking marijuana. Those old habits and those old lives, that's something that I definitely don't want to go back to. And, you know, like I said, I got to be vulnerable and say that, you know, I have slipped and I did mess up. But it's something that I know that I don't want to go back to, and it's something that I do realize that if I'm wanting to do those things, but let me tell you something, God was a force, because look, I'm gonna just be honest with y'all. You know, you hit up the people who got these resources and they talk about, you know, I'm out, and that was nothing but the Lord. I'm just being honest with y'all. Like, I gotta be real with y'all. Thank you, God. And I said that to me, I was like, you know what, thank you, God, because I don't need to be doing these things. Amen. Like, amen. That's all I have to keep it real with y'all on that. Like, that's all I gotta do. Like, I feel like I'm just being real right now when I tell y'all that. And a lot of y'all know what I mean. I'm trying to keep it censored without just being all the way out there just telling you. But when you hit up something for the resources that you want, that you don't need to be doing, and they tell you that they ain't got it, that ain't nothing but the God being a force and telling you, nope, you good. And I'm so thankful for that. And I said that immediately. And that was all that I needed to be like, you know what? You right, God. Thank you for being a force in that moment. Like, I was vulnerable. I wanted to go back to doing things that I don't want to do. Now, if you do certain things and there's certain lifestyles that other people have, I'm not judging, but there's certain things that I know that I don't need to be doing. And it just throws me off course. So I'm thankful for that. Like, praise God. Praise God. And it could be any type of old habit. Like, you know, you hitting up people that you ain't talked to that feed your soul, feed your negative soul, and feed your soul in ways that you don't need to be fed, or just things that you've just been convicted of in the past, and you go back to doing those things thinking that they're going to help, and they're not. So that was big for me. That's something that I always usually do. When I'm under spiritual attack, I do go back to old habits that I shouldn't be doing. So God was a force for that. So I'm so thankful. Number 7, pulling away from godly relationships. Yup. So like I said before, pulling away from godly relationships, not having Bible study with that friend. You know, I have one friend, and that's Keith. Me and Keith have always had a spiritual connection. Like, you know, we've had a time where, you know, we fell out for like freaking 2 years, but a lot of it was the devil, because the devil knew what we do for each other spiritually. We have very effective Bible studies. Like Thursday, we have Bible study together on Thursday, and it's powerful and it helps me throughout the week. And she holds me accountable spiritually, and she's the person who usually calls me out. And just pulling away from that, not wanting to do Bible study with her, and you kind of making excuses like the last 2 weeks not to do it, just because my mind wasn't there and I wasn't on spiritual things and I was being selfish and I was just under spiritual attack. And it's something I didn't tell her, and she would definitely have prayed for me, and I believe in her prayers. And so that's something that I definitely had going on. And number 8, 5 do nots to break the enemy's attack. And this is solid. So do not forget who made you. Don't forget what God can do. Like, don't forget that the devil has to have permission to test you from God. God believes in you. God knows what you can get through. God knows that you can fight. And that's why he allows the devil sometimes to test us. Just like in Job, you know, at the very beginning, you know, and I'll replay this, you know, at the very beginning, Job is talking about, the devil is talking about how, you know, when you gave Job everything, you know, he has this, he has it. I bet you if you take something away, he's going to curse you. And, you know, and God gave the devil permission to test Job. And I thought that was really eye opening for me, that the devil still has to answer to God. And I think that we don't realize that at times, and all the time, at least I don't, that he still has to have permission, and that we're under a test, and God believes in us, and we can use God. And if we recognize the devil, and that's why he likes to do disguises, because he knows that he's recognizable sometimes. So he likes to come in disguise in different angles that we don't know that it's him. So I think that that's something that we keep our eyes off. Just don't forget that God created us. And there's so many times that we think that God isn't there when he is. We're just not there. Do not forsake the time and place of prayer. And that's just what I talked about. Like me, I pray at certain times of the day. I pray in certain places. That's powerful. Like, meet God somewhere. God knows, you know, allow God to be able to find you. And don't run from him. And go to your prayer closet. Pray at your certain time of the day. I have alarms where I pray at a certain time. I pray, me and Terrell pray together in the morning and pray together at night. I have alarms set for that. And I think that that's key, because there's so many times, like me, I'm a big scheduler. Like I said, if it's not scheduled, if it's not an alarm set for that, it's not going to happen. So just know yourself and just know what gets you going. And do not forsake the place of power. Your church is a place of power. So me, a place of power is my Bible study on Thursdays that I do separately. That's a place of power. I was avoiding that. And I think that's something that could have helped, and that's something, a place where I could have been vulnerable at, that I chose not to, because I wanted to take things on by myself. And do not forsake the power of partnership. Ties into the same thing that I'm talking about right now. And also too, I'm thankful, like I said, with good friends, with partnership, as we're talking about that. Like, even my friend Margo, shout out to Margo. Margo hit me up and was like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, you ain't been talking. Like, I'm so thankful that I have people who could recognize and people who could notice. Like, I'm thankful for that. And that just lets me know that I have good people in my corner, and I have good partnership with people like Margo, you know, who look out for me and just want to be there for me and just recognize when I'm not myself. And I think that's huge, and that's powerful. And the last one is, do not disconnect from pastoral protection. Being in spiritual warfare is tough. And I think it's something that's not talked about enough. And I think it's something that, like I said, that's something that I was going through, that I really wanted to be open with you guys about and just be transparent. And like, if any of you guys feel like you were, and I maybe, and maybe I'm talking about this, and maybe that people who are listening to this are going through the same thing, or going through or have been gone with it in the past and didn't understand what was happening and didn't know how to overcome it. And I think for me, how I overcame is I think that when I realized what was going on, that's when I was like, okay, I'm under spiritual attack. And I actually talked to my boss at work about it. And she actually said a few things and spoke to me about it. And it really helped me. And I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? That I'm just blessed to have Christian people around me. And I think that that's key, that you let people know and you talk to the people who you know are Christians and you talk to prayer warriors and tell them what you're going on so they can have your back. And excuse my language, because I usually don't curse, but I got hard-headed, but I think that a hard head makes a soft ass. And that's something I always tell Terrell when he's hard-headed on things and he wants to take on things by himself. That's something I always tell him, and it's something that I should have been telling myself. And so if you're under that spiritual attack, ask for help. Like, talk to me about it. I'll pray for you. You can just, hey, Takara, hey, I'm going through this same spiritual attack that you was going through. Like, you know, how did you overcome it? Just pray. Ask people to pray for you. Read your Bible more. I'm really big on, I try to listen to spiritual / motivational messages a day. And 2 days I slipped on doing that. And that was something that affected me too. Like, you got to feed your soul spiritually. I like to say this. I like to talk about a spiritual gym. Instead of a prayer closet, I call it a spiritual gym because, you know, everything ties into me being an athlete. A spiritual gym, you got to work on your spiritual game. Like, you got to be reading your Bible. You got to be writing in your journal if that's what you do. Just get in the spiritual gym and just get people in there with you. Like, hey, I need help. And I mean, I just can't. I think that's self-explanatory. So once again, just thank you guys for listening. I hope this helped a lot of people. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for my strength and that, you know, I cannot let the devil just throw me off my course, because I have so much stuff that's bigger that's coming for me that the devil don't want me to be a part of, or the devil don't want, because he knows that I'm going to do powerful things, and he knows that I'm reaching people. He hates this podcast right now. He hates that I just did this segment for you guys, because, you know, it's helping us, and it's understanding Christianity, and it's understanding that something that we go through. But thank you guys for tuning in, and you guys just continue to reach out. Like, I get down sometimes. Reach out, tell me, hey, I like that episode, or write a review, because it helps. It helps me, because sometimes I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I be like, did anybody listen to this? Like, that sucked. Because sometimes, like, I'm my biggest critic. I can listen to my episodes and be like, okay, that was terrible. Like, I can't believe I put that out. But, you know, that just is what it is. But, you know, we critique our own work. That's life. But thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry I missed last week. It was totally selfish. It won't happen again. 2018 is about walking in purpose, and that's for everybody who's connected to me. That's if you're listening to this, you're walking in purpose in 2018. Recognize that if the devil is in your life, and recognize that he's just attacking you, just recognize that he doesn't want you to win, but just recognize that we also can win together. So thank you guys for tuning in. It's a mindset. Until next week.